A little over 100 days in office, and Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh's first budget proposal is in the books. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Walsh calls his $245 million proposed spending plan an austerity budget that holds the line on spending and includes a salary and hiring freeze. There will be no increase in the property tax rate, and the city will look for new revenue through enforcement of existing city ordinances. Even with those efficiencies, the city's still looking at $11 million in red ink, which Walsh proposes to fill with money from the city's savings account.
We're pleased that that number is lower than some of the early projections, but it's still unsustainable. So we want to be at a point where we have no operating deficit as soon as possible.
To reach that goal, Walsh is committing to a comprehensive review of fees the city charges, as well as recommending the city apply to be recognized as a fiscally eligible municipality by the state. That provides the city with fiscal counseling and offers up to $5 million in grants to facilitate change. Common councilors begin budget deliberations this week and will vote on a final plan in May. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.